Listener, have you heard of Mood.com? They sell federally legal weed gummies, everything you'd expect from a dispensary, and shipping it right to your door. Zero pants required. I'm serious. You can now get high-quality, 100% federally legal cannabis products delivered right to your door without ever leaving your couch. And you can get $30 off your first order at mood.com/obscura and enter code Obscura. Mood partners with small American farms to bring you amazing high-potency THC gummies, home-baked cookies, top-shelf flower, vapes, and more, all third-party lab-tested and backed by a 100-day guarantee. No dispensary lines, just clean, quality, 100% federally legal THC from their farms to your couch. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get $30 off their first order with code Obscura. So, head to mood.com/obscura, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code Obscura when you check out to save $30 on your first order.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Listener, I want to warn you that this episode can get really disgusting at certain points, but not quite dark enough to be black label. When I research for an episode, I like to follow information to its natural conclusions. Sometimes, this can take you to some disturbing places. Understand that going into this episode, things are going to get pretty gross. You've been warned.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Sacramento County, California, 2023. Deputy Marvin Morales initiates a suspicious subject stop. The suspect was seen dancing in a parking lot, clearly high on drugs. This wasn't the first time Morales had stopped this specific subject. I'm going to let audio from the initial confrontation play out.
What's up, bro? What's good? You okay? You having a lot of fun out here, bro.
Yeah. We got new sunglasses.
Oh, yeah?
So let's get a haircut.
Dude, I forgot your name, bro. What is it again?
I just saw
you last week over here, bro.
Yeah.
You was dancing at the same time, too, man. Yeah. You promised me your best dance moves.
Who?
You.
Yeah?
You promised me your best dance moves.
Yeah, definitely.
What's up? You gonna say the what?
I gotta go back to downtown, dance there. They're all waiting for me. Last time I went, the stadium was about to fall down.
You were about to pass out the other night, though, last week. You was on that Fetty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is that what that foil is right there in your pocket? Or be real with it. Just be real. Just be real.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah?
Could be.
Could be. Is it? I think it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Not for now.
So you could either hand it over or I could put you in cuffs and take it out your pockets, up to you.
It's not a legal place.
Not the one in your little drug pocket.
What?
Nah, you hit it.
Huh?
You hit it, bro. I'm giving you the chance just to hand it over.
Oh. Do you have to? So I hand it to you and then what?
Come on. Hello. Hand it over.
Can I get it back?
How about that straw right there? Right there.
You know how it goes, man.
Empty your pockets.
I thought I'm good.
Nah, you ain't good, bro. Want that shit, bro. You almost passed out last week.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, dude. You were about to Narcan you.
Nah, that wasn't me, son.
That female deputy from last week?
I didn't go there.
You want me to do my job?
I'm general.
I'm not going to play the next part for you, as the audio is a bit dull, but Deputy Morales finds a small aluminum foil package on the suspect. He logs the drugs within the foil as meth and cited the man, then let him go. Listener, this stop was just a ploy. As stated before, Deputy Morales, who I will now refer to only as Morales going forward, knew the man he cited would have those drugs on him. You see, the goal was to gain access to the man's drug stash. What Morales didn't know, though, is that the drug stash isn't meth. No, it's fentanyl. And listener, if you know anything about fentanyl, you know that it's a lot more potent than meth. At Central Station, Morales was spotted on CCTV, casually browsing his phone while walking into the restroom. Once in the stall, he takes his belt off, the belt that held his service gun, and places it on a baby changing station. He then drops his pants, leaving only his underwear exposed. You see, listener, there's a theory as to why this man dropped trowel, and it's an embarrassing one. Those that partake in meth describe masturbating for hours, at least a certain percentage of them. Sometimes as many as 6 to 12 hours. If Deputy Morales was familiar with meth, it stands to reason he was found with his pants down in front of the mirror, browsing adult material, walking into the restroom, ready to use meth and then masturbate into the department sink. Disgusting. I know. Well, it's about to get even more gross. Let me read to you an experience report from a meth user that engages in this level of edging, just to give you an idea what kind of depravity mixing meth and masturbation can cause. Quote, I took a taxi down to Buckingham Palace and a gram of shard in my pocket. To make the experience more exciting, I decided to prep my first shot in the bathroom. I had eyeballed a tenth of the bag and decided to shoot it into my penis vein for the excitement factor. Yes, I still have all of my veins. I'm honestly not that addicted to meth. I just like doing the dick vein for the erotic pain-filled sensation. The writer continues on. I forgot to add that this was also a tour through the palace with a tour guide and a group of people. I quickly joined the group after I shot my shard into my penile vein. I fast walked towards the group with a shot of meth flowing through my veins. I placed my hand inside of my trench coat and began to stroke myself. As we walked, the sensation of being around this crowd of people in a powerful world's figure palace was truly arousing. The ultimate thrill is combining so many different types of things into one experience. We had made our way into the Royal Gifts Exhibition, where all of the Queen of England's gifts were bestowed. My cock was throbbing rock hard in my trench coat, with a two-day load brewing for ejaculating. As our group was moving past the Vessel of Friendship, which, if you didn't know, was presented by the President of China to England, I moved to the back of the group and spurted probably only one-tenth of my load into the friendship vessel. Sadly, this is what I call a misfire in my book. The rest of the load went into my trench coat, which was quite gross. I hurried off from the group and ran into the bathroom. Back to Morales. Pants dropped and ready to go, he consumes what he thinks is meth. Except, it's not a small quantity of meth he's taken into his body. No, listener, it's a large quantity of fentanyl. And when he uses it, he almost instantly hits the floor of the bathroom. He falls so quickly, his feet and legs fall behind his back, going full scorpion. He's left prone, laying on the back of his heels. Now, luckily for Morales, a fellow deputy happened to have to use the restroom shortly after. Listener, I'm going to play the audio of the deputy finding Morales, who is in the process of overdosing. Over the course of the audio, Morales is given 4 tubes of Narcan nasal spray, bringing him back to the land of the living each time.
Morales! Wake up, bro! Morales! Yes, where my car is at. Where's Norcan apply? He's coming too. Leave that door open! Morales! You good?
My radio's dead.
Huh?
My radio's dead.
Get his vest off. Straight his leg. Straight his leg.
Yep. Hey, take this shit off me.
Morales. Morales. Morales.
Hey.
Morales. Hey, drag him out. Drag him out. Drag him out. Drag him out. Hey, first Norcan's applied already. Hey, the gun's still in there.
I got a pulse, it's just not away.
It's not
away. He's got 3 doses of water already. All right, all right.
Put that on the
hey,
video.
Get down there and open up those doors while I'm open.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah, that's right. I'm all overdose right now. We're working on it. Can I call you back?
Probably.
He's down.
Yeah,
he's got some fire scene. There you go.
There we go, there we go.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, bud. Strong pulse.
Don't worry about that later.
Strong pulse.
We're only about his vessel right now.
He has strong pulse respiration. This appears to be somewhere.
How many more does he have for you guys?
He's got 4 in him right now.
Come on, Mark.
Wake up.
Lift his head up a little bit.
Come on, Mark. You're good, bro. Come on, man.
He has airway straight. Yeah.
Come on, Mark.
Wake up, Mark. Come on.
Come on, Mark.
Pulse still strong.
Still breathing. Yep.
Come on, Mark.
Come on, bud.
Come on, Mark.
There you go.
Was there anything around him at all there?
What's that?
Yeah, there's a pipe in there.
What's up?
I saw a pipe. It's sitting right there.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. There we go, Marvin.
Keep breathing, bud.
Keep breathing, Marvin.
Come on, Marvin. You're good, man. Come on, dude. You're gonna be okay. You're good.
Come on.
Hey. All right. There we go.
Let's go.
There we go. He's coming to a little more.
Yeah,
some things starting to kick in better.
Strong.
Come on, Marvin. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Is it rapid at all, or is it like normal?
Nah, it's rapid.
Okay.
What's up, guys? He's been down for about 5-6 minutes now. 4-6 minutes. Our can.
This might be right here.
Listener, you know that feeling when a case is stuck in your mind and you can't stop thinking about every detail? Now, I want you to imagine that feeling 24/7, but instead of solving mysteries, your brain is stuck on thoughts you don't want to have. And it feels like you have to do something to make these unwanted thoughts go away, like repeatedly checking on what you're worried about, constantly asking someone for reassurance, or endlessly replaying the thought in your mind to figure it out. But nothing works, and you just keep feeling worse. That is what OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, feels like. Because there are so many misconceptions about OCD, a lot of people don't know they have it, feel shame about their symptoms, and suffer in silence. Plus, not every therapist understands OCD, or is qualified to treat it effectively, which can make it difficult to find the right help. OCD is highly treatable with a specialized therapy called ERP, or Exposure and Response Prevention. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. With NoCD, you can do live virtual ERP therapy with a licensed therapist who specializes in ERP and OCD. So they truly understand what you're going through, even the symptoms that feel hard to talk about. NoCD makes this life-changing treatment affordable and accepts more than 60 insurance plans, enabling over 155 million Americans to access evidence-based treatment at NoCD, covered by insurance. If you or someone you love is struggling with OCD, you're not alone. And with the right care, you can get better. To find out more about therapy with NoCD, go to NoCD.com and book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NoCD.com to learn more and book a free call. Listener, even the smallest step forward can make a big difference for your financial future. When you open a Chime checking account, you're one step closer to a better financial future. In my personal experience, I love that Chime has no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. You heard that right. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe. When you set up qualifying direct deposits with Chime, just set up qualifying direct deposits, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to $200 when you exceed your balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using SpotMe. Get MyPay when you set up qualifying direct deposits of $200 or more. Get your pay any day. Free transfers within 24 hours or $2 fee applies to get funds instantly. Make progress towards a better financial future with Chime. Open your account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. MyPay eligibility requirements apply. Credit limits range $20 to $500. $2 fee applies to get funds instantly. Chime checking account required. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Morales survives this encounter, but just barely. While being loaded into an EMT vehicle, he lies to his co-workers, telling them that he gave a drug citation earlier in the day and must have gotten fentanyl in his gloves. His co-workers immediately set to work, searching for both the gloves and the drugs, both of which they never will find.
No.
Do we want the masks on? If it's been all been there for a while, or?
Hey, like I said, it was in a glove.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
A couple more gloves.
I felt those. There's not many things in it.
That one's empty.
Nah, I'm not seeing anything in the box.
No, I checked that one.
Didn't feel like there was anything in them. Not that one.
Would probably not be in this ticket,
though. Actually, Shane, light over here, Serge. Damp, but that'll fill. Don't feel anything on that one. I don't see any other gloves floating around in there, do you?
No.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would.
I wouldn't think so, but.
Unless he already.
Yes.
Can you do me a favor?
What do you mean?
Actually, I'll have. Pull up his last call that he was on and see if he already logged anything in RMS for it. I'm surprised we haven't done that, and if we're not finding it, he could have already possibly booked it.
I was like, he was on a 415 family and it didn't say anything about dope.
No, he was on a, he collected dope at like 6, 6:30 ish.
Okay, because okay. He was on a 415 family after that.
Because we could check. Can you grab me, right?
Yeah. Grab my small light because I'm not seeing anything. He said the last, what was relayed to me is the last he saw was it went into a glove and into the trunk.
Right before.
Into a glove and into the trunk?
Yeah. The guy told him it was meth according to the updates.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
gonna say it's not in his pockets, maybe.
Well, that's gonna be the next check.
But I don't see anything loose.
You wanna repat down the gloves? Here, I'm not feeling anything in them. Because it said it was foil, so I know there should be a little squishiness to them. On this side.
Yeah,
I unlocked it so we can check that side.
Driver's side.
This is odd. It's a little odd.
Well, did wait, didn't have it.
No. No, he got from him that the last he saw was that he put it in the glove and tossed it in the trunk, right?
Yeah, that's what the cops and glass had the last time he saw it.
Well, I mean.
That's fine.
I mean,
so that's why I have them checking in hopes that he already logged it in.
Did they cite somebody for it?
Yeah. So it should have gotten booked.
Okay.
Or it should be floating around somewhere. That's not my thing. I'm still rolling hot since we're still looking around in his car.
Meth is in RMS, but in the call it says he secured the meth in the hatch of his patrol car.
Yeah.
So
but there's nothing in RMS.
Okay.
When I looked at property reports.
He said foil with
a glove, right?
Did he specify glove?
I mean,
first aid.
There's nothing in it.
How often do we just get rid of those?
But he cited them.
But
he cited
them. You're right.
Yep. Now, that might just be an old busted meth pipe because there was no mention of a pipe in the call.
Yeah, but there's glass right here and there's foil. Or there's not foil, but there's.
Yeah, it might just be an old meth pipe, Sarge.
Huh?
So that might just be an old pipe. I'll toss it in there, but that's literally just a shattered pipe.
Well, I mean, is that what it was? It was foil,
it
right?
It said what the guy said was meth, so it was off-white substance and foil.
No mention of a pipe, though?
No. Mm. Yeah. Just because of where that's at, I would assume
it's foil. Put his carrier vest on your chair, and your maybe it's in that.
Could be. Did we already
it's
we already check?
I didn't check that at all.
It was like a few calls.
I was
ago.
I was the third uniform, but I was like the sixth person here.
Who knows? Based on
at the hospital, Morales is surrounded by support. At the time, his coworkers had no idea their fellow deputy was lying to them through his teeth.
Yeah, you can send you over here. We're in room 23.
Okay.
It's a left pan. Carver pocket.
You found some?
Yeah.
So, okay.
The glove that the what made caused this to him, that exposure. Mm-hmm. It has a. It was a foil that they pulled off of, like, from a call. And I think it just. You can feel the foil in there. Yeah. I don't want to fucking open it up, get us all exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. Shit happens quick. Mm-hmm. So I'm always worried about. See, like, so many times I search people with no gloves.
Yeah.
Not even thinking. You know? And it's like, fuck, like.
All lucky.
Like that one cop in SoCal,
mm-hmm.
he was exposed to it. They were just getting rid of some drugs that they found.
Yeah,
dude, and he wasn't touching with no gloves, and boom, hit him. He fell out right there.
Right out, dude, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that fentanyl thing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's transdermal.
Your skin will absorb,
yeah.
absorb it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It doesn't take much.
It would help the concentration.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well,
I
like the stuff they do in the hospitals is micrograms, right?
Yeah, it's mics.
It, out here it's in grams. So it's, I mean,
it's
one gram with this is enough to, like, screw somebody up.
Yeah.
Okay, so
less,
all the
less
time.
Gram.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, like a,
yeah.
Like you know, a, like, yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Just like a tiny speck could kill you.
Yeah.
It's
really like a minimal fraction of your pinky nail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I really am surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I know.
Jinxed
it. Yeah. All right, don't put that on me. Yeah.
There's no way.
I mean, it's one of those things, man. How many people we contact, how many drug dealers we find.
Mm-hmm.
I search people with my gloves all the time.
Yeah.
How about you out there?
Well, most of the time I do.
Will you guys be carrying our pen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got it. I'm glad you're all right, man.
Morales, of course, was eventually caught. They found the pipe he used on the bathroom floor. This was a pipe he had confiscated from another suspect while on the job. Morales later admitted that he used the drug, but likely out of the sheer, crushing, just absolutely brutal embarrassment, claimed his intent was suicide, that he had been depressed. Now, listener, his body language on CCTV betrays this narrative. His lowered pants also tells another story. That pipe he confiscated? He claimed in a report he disposed of the pipe at Central Station. Yet, in reality, months earlier when he got the pipe, he smoked the meth residue left in the pipe at least four times. No, Morales brought both shame to himself and his department. He tried to submit a letter of resignation, citing personal reasons. This letter was rejected by his superiors, and instead, he was fired.
Internal affairs documents show this all started the night of October 24th, 2023, when Deputy Marvin Morales conducted a, quote, suspicious subject stop. The report says he recovered drugs in a piece of tinfoil that he thought was meth. We now know it was fentanyl. He cited the suspects and left. A few hours later, body camera video shows another deputy finding Morales passed out on the floor of a bathroom stall. The report says Morales smoked the drugs out of a pipe, then collapsed.
Morales! Wake up, bro!
The other deputy administered multiple doses of Narcan, and Morales was taken to the hospital where he became conscious again. And the report notes this caused emotional distress to Deputy Morales' partners who responded to save his life. There was a large-scale emergency response, which you can see in this video when our crews were on scene. The report says while Deputy Morales was at the hospital, samples of his hair tested positive for meth, which they say typically indicates chronic use.
Thank you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.